Hi, everyone. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We are here, and you are here, and we are all here. And welcome back to Rivals of Waterdeep. What is it today? Episode 5?
Yes.
Episode 5. We are halfway to the season ender, which is also going to be epic. But yeah, so I'm sorry, I can't.
Your co-GM this week is Evie.
Something has happened. Yeah. My co-GM has evolved. I am Brian, aka Urban Bohemian. I am one of your co-DMs, and I am joined by the lovely. If you don't get up right now.
Okay, yeah, I was really very uncomfortable. I gotta tell you. Hi, everybody. I'm Ohenyo. I'm DM Jazzians. I am your other co-DM for today, with a little help from Evie.
Yes.
No, it's really hot. This is going away soon. who else?
Yes, who else is with us? Going around, why don't we start with Sharif?
Hey, I'm Sharif. He, him. I'll be playing Shaka, Tiefling Celestial Warlock. Also he, him. No cool onesies, but I'm with y'all in spirit.
Latia.
Hi, I'm back. Did you miss me? Yes, my name is Latia Jacquise. I'm playing Dahani, who may or may not be an egg. And both of our pronouns are she, her. I would like it known that I did not listen to or watch the episode, so I'm really excited to find out what happened via the previously on. So this is going to be great.
Not just via GIFs.
This is the first time our previously on. Yeah.
I mean, the GIFs are legit, 100%. let's keep going around. So, Masood.
Hey, y'all. I'm Masood. I play Gazric Nomad. Both our pronouns are he, him, his. And, you know, he's your favorite businessman, socialist, detective, druid. Here in the Forgotten Realms, and I'm excited for the show. And if you got any questions about how long your table wait is going to be, I promise you we'll get to it. It's going to be like at least 20 minutes.
I don't understand. I made a reservation online. I don't understand.
Oh, really? Did it? Because I don't see your name. You're going to have to wait. You're just going to have to
wait. It's under Rivals.
Yeah, yeah.
Six? It's under Rivals. No? Okay. Antonia.
I'm just like, I waited too long to go get wine. Oh my God. Hi. Hi, I'm Tanya. I keep coming back every week. Today I really don't know why, but I play Celise Astorio, your paladin / ranger. Both Celise's pronouns and mine are she, her.
Eugenio and I will be voicing and playing many characters who also have many pronouns of their own. I completely lost track. Where are we going? It's the onesie, the power of the onesie. So yes, now yes, we flawlessly and effortlessly segue into our ad reads.
Sure. Yeah, flawless. if I keep saying it, that means that it'll come into being. All right, so let's start out our ad reads with D&D Beyond, y'all. We do all our digital character sheets. Looking up NPCs, managing encounters, spells, all that good stuff. Make sure to check them out at dndbeyond.com. If you are in the chat, as usual, we'll be giving away a bundle, an adventures bundle, I believe, of content that they have at D&D Beyond in terms of source books. So when you see that code come up in the chat, make sure to enter that code into the chat. You must be present to win, so don't enter the code and then dash, or else it'll go to another person. And if you're not listening live, remember, y'all, we stream Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rivalsofwaterdeep. Our dice trays and vaults are provided by Wyrmwood, W-Y-R-M Wood, and you could check them out at wyrmwoodgaming.com. And if you use the code RIVALS there, you will get free domestic shipping on your purchase there. We're also proud to be sponsored by Die Hard Dice. Make sure to check them out at dieharddice.com and use the code RIVALS for 10% off of your dice purchase there. And we also like to give a shout out to Eldritch Foundry. If you like minis in your campaign, make sure to go grab some at eldritch-foundry.com and use the code RIVALSDND for 10% off. If you want an assortment of dope geeky swag around your spot, make sure to check out Stormcrow at shop.stormcrow.com and use the code RIVALS for 15 per set off as Masood drinks from his coffee as he's waiting for you to get mad about the table that he's delayed that you came into order. You know,
you will have to wait. I don't care who your uncle is. You will have to wait.
Oh man. If you want to sound oh so silky smooth like the Rivals crew, make sure to check out Blue Microphones at crew.bluemic.com/rivals. Any purchase that you make at that link will give us credit. And we have a bonus giveaway today from Blue. I know it's a Yeti and a webcam, I believe. I'm not sure which cam, but make sure to be on the lookout for that giveaway as well in the like chat, as with the D&D Beyond one must be present to win. So shout out to Blue for supporting us. We're partnered with Idle Champions by Codename Entertainment. You can currently play with Selyse, with Tahani, and with Shaka. This game is available on every console, every device. If you type in exclamation code in the chat, you'll get a free Electrum chest for the week, which will help grab you some gear and all that good stuff. If you're a fan of the mobile game Warriors of Waterdeep, if you type exclamation point WoW gems, then you'll also get some free WoW gems. It only works if you say that as you're typing it, though. You know, the microphone has to pick that up. Then you'll get some free gems that will help you level up in that game as well. You can type exclamation point OS WoW to download and install it on your mobile device. So, dims to ads.
All right.
So thank you. Sweet.
Are we ready for
check
this?
Check on our table, or we're still here. So, now it is time to hand it over to, don't you dare take a sip. It is time to hand it over to our Woosh captain, Latia. Yes.
Okay,
Latia. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. I lied a little bit. I did watch to see who did the Woosh because I meant to pass it off to Sharif, but then Sharif had a little, you know, he got a little busy in the form of he had a baby. So, Masood did a very good job.
I had a baby just to avoid the Woosh, by the way. I was really worried about it.
I was wondering.
He saw it.
It was 9 months ahead. You were like, game hole content.
I can't do it.
Oh my gosh, I'm already in love with this.
Yeah, so I'll come back a little bit so we can see.
Heck yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Get those whooshing hands ready. My headphones are about to fall. Whatever. Previously on Rivals of Waterdeep. Whoosh.
Whoosh.
And then I press enter in chat.
Spooky. Hey, come on, bring it.
An appropriately Halloween whoosh hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's Hallowoosh.
It's Hallowoosh.
Hallowoosh.
All right, Chelsea, where'd we start last week?
Where did we start? We had just talked about all the games that we'd played at the carnival. And then we had seen an individual make their way into the carnival, the Hall of Mirrors, one of the attractions there. And I think what was particularly noticeable with them is they happened to be consuming whatever the energy of the carnival, the happiness energy or the meter, they were kind of nullifying that around them. So we're like, that's interesting. So we gave chase. And we saw a glimpse into the rivals who were present, their past and their history as they're walking along, because the Hall of Mirrors was enchanted instead of being funhouse mirrors, more of reflective mirrors. And then we watched this.
We saw Egg Tahani.
Egg Tahani, yes. We witnessed.
Because it started as with you as small children, and you weren't here, Latia. So we were like, she's an egg.
She's an egg.
speaking of younglings.
Oh, did I miss Damn it, I wasn't looking. I missed.
It's okay. It's off frame. It's all,
he's off frame.
He is off frame.
He's off frame. It's okay.
Beautiful.
But and then we sort of walked through, saw the individual made a portal in one of the mirrors. We try to stop them before going through it, but we're unsuccessful. So we gave chase. But we noticed, I believe Gazrick in particular noticed how cold it was out through the portal. And cast the spell Animal Shapes on the party, that at any moment during their action, they can basically change into a beast of up to challenge 4 rating and slash a size normal or huge, up to huge, which came in handy because as we were trekking through this ice tundra, a polar bear Shaka and a polar bear Gazrick gave chase to a this entity that we were looking after, only to discover a battle on the scale of which Guillermo del Toro can only dream. It was a kaiju level of 2 yetis versus and I'm going to get this name wrong, an Ankaraz?
A Remoraz. Although, sorry. You just combined 2 different monsters, and now I sort of want to do that.
I thought, I'm thinking of, like, it's like a centipede sort of thing, right? With
that's the Remoraz, yeah.
That's
the
Remoraz.
Ankeg is like a creepy, like, beetle thing.
Right. Sometimes Final Fantasy makes me confused. But, yeah, so we've discovered this battle commencing. Shaka jumped right into it and, using the Animal Shapes ability, transformed into a walrus, placing themselves in between the fight.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Giant
walrus. And then Solis, using Gazrick as a vehicle, passed through the snow closer to the fight before, I believe, like, did you ride the Remoraz? Did you jump in its saddle? Because we noticed it had a saddle on it.
I did.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then Gazrick also became a giant walrus because Shaka was in a difficult situation in a 2v1 versus the 2 yetis trying to get the Remoraz. And then when the yetis saw that it was too dangerous, they pieced it out of there. And then Latia, Tahani, we had originally said, just because of the beautiful picture, had been used Animal Shapes to turn into like an Arctic hawk of us walking across the tundra.
Sure, but I'm here for that.
Also, whatever beast of your choosing is now at your leisure.
He did very specifically say she's a hawk unless she decides she wants to be something else next week, and then we could rewrite the canon.
Yeah, there you go.
And then saw that we saw an individual knocked unconscious. We assumed the original rider of the Remoraz in the snow. And they were from, they were, I believe I wrote this down, of the Lesnik Caldera, one of the druids from there, which is, fun fact, Gosric's home is his birth town.
Huh. I'm a moose.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hating on Team Walrus, huh? You just couldn't get that.
Nothing against walruses, but I'm a moose.
I love that.
Truly the most dangerous beast.
And I just love the thought, the picture of this like majestic moose braying while the 2 walri attack the giant yeti. Very
just like watching from the side.
I love it. Yeah, that is in fact where we ended with Gazrick recognizing the garb of this druid in the snow as from his birth town. And that is exactly where we'll kick off this week. And I don't think Brian or I have a ton to throw at you to start because we dropped a bit of a bomb on you at the end of last week and feel like you should have a moment with it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, the face said something was coming.
Had to resolve the last thing I did Last thing, the last role was Gazik's investigation to reveal this person's origin. So I guess I don't know if Gazik tells them.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to
ask. Yeah, that's the question. Yeah,
do you share it?
I don't know what we stumbled on. Do I know if this is the same individual from earlier?
No, you don't think so.
Okay.
You saw pretty clearly what that person that went through the mirror was wearing, and it wasn't this. You didn't recognize them at all. They also, I think you managed, they turned to look at you, because one of you spotted when Celise tried to hold person that individual before they went through the portal. Mm-hmm. They turned, and you all, so one of you at least, saw their face and saw a little glowing circle with 10 spokes sort of flare on their forehead.
Oh, right.
And then go away and realize that that was part of why the magic didn't work.
Gotcha. Then I think
so this Gazik, is not that person.
Yeah. Then Gazik just sort of says that. It's like, this was not the person we were originally following, but whoever they are still need our assistance in some capacity.
Are we able to change back from being... Can we just like...
Yeah. I think we established it lasts for 24 hours, and in that, one of the shapes you could revert back to is like your original form. But yeah.
But you can't like go back and forth like repeatedly, can you?
Yeah, I mean, every 6 seconds you can. It's an action. Oh, it's an 8th level spell.
Yeah, that's why I said you could do what you want.
Okay, all right.
I burned my biggest spell slot on it.
All right, yeah. I'm turning back into Shaka then. But I'm kind of walking.
Gazik turned back into Gazik.
Just with a more like white fur, because he's keeping some of the polar fur, except for his paws.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. So yes, can I want to do
probably
I'm sorry, the phrase is, well, you can certainly try.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Not now.
I'm learning. I'm studying.
Yeah. We should is there some place we can go that's out of the storm?
Yeah.
I would like to remain a moose, and per this spell, I retain my intelligence. So Dahani as a moose says, we can put him on my back.
Okay. And then, what is the, does the Rimmer House do anything as like we go to lift?
I mean, yes, I will get to that. But Dahani, if you're going to speak as a moose, I want to know what it sounds like. Because I think last week we had some questions about
Whether you could or couldn't.
Brian and I have talked about it, and I don't think it's going to break anything if you could talk, but I insist upon animal voices.
Well, you can put him on my back.
Yes.
I'm going to remain a moose.
Thank you.
Right on. Okay.
You're like droopy.
Incredible. What was your question about the Rimmer House, Gazik?
Celise still, like, Tanya, are you still on the Rimmer
House? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and Fenris is either with me in the saddle, if he'd get on it, or following behind.
Yeah. The saddle seemed to be able to hold multiple creatures of humanish height, so yeah, they're ready for many, because it's a Rimmer House is rather big,
rather large, and it sort of is. It's not trying to like take you anywhere, Celise. Like it's not running off, but it is sort of pulling at the reins that you see up there. Like it's trying, like it wants to go in a particular way, but after a couple of tries, it just stops.
Well, can I talk to it?
I think it's a monstrosity. So not with speak with animals, but if you have another way.
I don't know
if you do it. That sounded like I knew that you did, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was very leading.
Yeah, it was. And I was
like, well, now that you said it, you need to let me just do it.
I'm sorry.
Because animal friendship all it does is let me convince an animal I mean it no harm. So yeah, and I've already done that. I'm gonna talk to it anyway. I don't know if it understands me. Sure. But I'm just gonna like pat it on like I guess what passes for a neck, because I'm kind of like, ew, I'm riding a centipede. Where and it's like, I want to do the last thing of like, where do we have to go, boy?
Where's the trouble at?
Right, like what's over there? What's over there, Lassie?
Why don't you make a? I know it's not an animal, but why don't you make an animal handling check? Because you're a ranger, and you like it's a you know,
oh my God,
non-speaking, this is... relatively intelligent creature.
Let's see what happens.
Oh,
not actually. I just checked its intelligence.
I was gonna say it's not. It's yeah.
Not, I'm so glad I have high animal handling because now it's an 18.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, it starts pulling that same direction. Not hard, but it seems to be indicating a direction.
I'll kind of let it guide me for now, and I'll call it to everyone else. There's something this way. It wants to go that way.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there sort of like, is there like anything else around, or is it kind of like we're in the middle of just a blizzardy, icy void kind of? Are there any other structures or anything
around? Not that you can see there. You're seeing lots. You're essentially seeing what details you can make out because the wind and ice and snow has been going. So you're really just still seeing a frosty landscape. The most difference in the landscape you can see right now is essentially all of the flattened snow from yourselves and from the battle that took place and the Yetis essentially piecing out. And even that, the wind and snow are slowly but surely like refilling that. So yeah, there are currently no real details that you can make out from where you are, except for what just happened.
Yeah, I look at Celeste then and say, I think we should follow wherever this thing is going. Cause it looks like there's nothing else to guide us anywhere.
All right, I'm going to let it kind of guide us toward wherever it wants to go. I mean, obviously, if something weird happens, I'll jump off, but...
Sure. Can I just clarify, what have we done with the body?
I think it's
on what? Me.
Yeah. Great, it is still on the moose, and that it's is traveling with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood that. Great. All right.
I'm going
to
change into a polar bear and sort of like walk in between Moose Tahani and the Remurhaz and sort of like as a median in case any person gets bucked off.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
You're going to catch him. You're going to catch him on your back.
Try. Yeah.
So it sets off at a reasonable clip, and it definitely, Celeste, you can tell that it, like, if you're holding onto the reins at all, like, it seems to know where it wants to go, and okay. makes little adjustments sort of on its own. As far as most of you can tell, you know, it must have this memorized or something, because there is no indication, there are no obvious landmarks, it's just snow and wind and ice and white.
So it's Chicago in the winter.
It is exactly that.
Got it.
Kashuk, will you make a survival check, please?
Would love to. No low rolls, no whammies. Ooh, 22.
Nice.
You do catch a couple of easily missed landmarks that you at first you just notice that they seem to be what the Remurhaz is responding to. And after a little while, after maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes of sort of just going along with this thing, you begin to sort of remember this path, this trail. And you know that this Remurhaz is headed back to its home and its stables.
Cool.
And it'll probably be a little while, probably the rest of the hour before you all are sort of even within sight of the caldera. But okay. You know you're pretty sure that's where things are headed, Gazrik.
Okay. I think maybe about like... Gazrik probably realizes this like an hour beforehand and says something 8 minutes before we arrive.
Yeah, that's wow.
The entire time, just silently, like, do I say something? Do I don't say something? No, I should say something. The people will recognize me. Will people recognize me? It's been like 60 years since I've been here. Like,
can I hear this?
I was wondering.
Okay, so this may be the most suspiciously quiet Gosrick has been this entire time. Exactly.
No one's ever noticed silence before until Gosrick stopped talking. Right.
See, I think that's all in Gosrick's head, but that silence might be telling to you all.
But I think definitely if no one says anything before the 8 minute mark, at 8 minutes, Gosrick's like, okay, so at least maybe hold up on the reins just a little bit. I think I know where we're going.
Wait, you do? Why do you? We're in the middle of nowhere, Gosrick.
This is not, I mean.
Oh?
To you, nowhere, yes.
Please elucidate.
So around that rock ridge and then just down a bit of a crevasse is the pathway back home.
Home?
We are near Lesne Caldera, where I was born. And just so you know, I haven't been here in a while. I don't know if folks even remember me. Just so you know, I didn't want to surprise you all. I didn't want you to get there and then like, oh man, what if they have a parade for me? You know, that'd be weird. I'm not the person they would have a parade for.
Next question. Did you leave under positive or negative experiences?
Actually, I want to pull Gosrick up on the Remmerhaus with me so I can talk to him.
Yeah. Anamorph out of a polar bear along the way.
I forgot you're a polar bear.
Nice reference, though. I'll take it. Yeah.
I forgot you were reference. Still a polar bear.
No. It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If anyone can draw the book cover of Gosrick morphing
from the polar bear to
Gosrick, that would be incredible.
Anamorph grabbed by the scruff of the neck.
For sure.
So while I do slow the Remmerhaus down, I just go, I know what it's like to not want to go home again.
Who said I don't want to go home?
I squeeze Gosrick a little bit. I'm like, I'm trying here, Gosrick. I'm trying real hard.
Okay. It's not that I don't want to go home. I just never had a reason to. And maybe those two are the same thing. But I just don't know how different it is. Things here are pretty traditional in their styles, and do we want to? Is this guy still unconscious? Is this the dude who's on?
Oh, that man is dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
They're dead.
Oh, yeah. I was like this entire time. I was like, oh, I'll do a minor like cure wound on him, and it'll be fine.
That's a corpse.
I'm gonna retcon to that investigation earlier. Maybe
it's a corpse on a moose.
It's not clear about that last week.
No. Maybe
question.
Realize it. It's like, no. Let me just cure this dead body, and we can talk to him.
So question, how fast would I have had to do Revivify?
Within a minute, and that corpse is already frozen, so it's
it was dead when you arrived.
I have a question. Is it a small to medium corpse?
Yes, size? Oh, no. Medium size corpse.
Mm. Okay.
No.
I would like to cast am I pronouncing this right? Danse Macabre.
I gotta look this up. Wait a second.
Danse Macabre.
Oh no, not Danse Macabre.
And I do have to concentrate, but
oh dear.
I don't know. I feel like if we're going into this town, this thing might have been from the town. Maybe it'll be cool. So
I'm you know what?
Less thinking, less thinking, more doing.
I love Azric and Salisa having this moment of like, you know, I just didn't have a reason to go. And in the background, Chaka's casting this warlock spell.
Yeah.
I know it is the season, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looks like this is technically like a battle spell, kind of, but if the DMs allow, I would like to resurrect this thing as a zombie.
I'm looking up the spell, and I'm
really glad
zombies.
That you chose zombie and not skeleton and not
temple. Yes, yes, and like, not skeleton.
Flop off and become a skeleton.
Yeah, so that's what I'd like to do. So that Dahani has a zombie on her back.
Okay. So now it is a zombie on a moose.
Yeah,
and it's under your control, so it's not going to try and eat the moose.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, this feels very like White Walker Army, the zombie on the stag coming, and but I'm into it. Yep.
Quite the homecoming.
Yeah,
I'm okay with this, I think.
Gosrick's like talking to Celeste. Yeah, I don't. I just didn't really have a lot of support back here. Did a lot of stuff on my own, and always have, and didn't think I would come. What is that? What did you? What is that?
And I just like startle. Why are you yelling? Because I'm trying to like keep us both on this creature.
We both need to turn around. We both need you.
I turn the creature slightly. What kind of abomination is that, Chaka? What did you do?
So I'm just concentrating. So
Chaka.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just like, and my eyes closed. Kind of like almost like a conductor kind of
oh god. Does this bother so this would bother Celeste a lot as a paladin newly reattached to Tyr?
it feels questionable.
I'm just like
an understatement.
I'm just like a little unnatural, somewhat
to can I like shoot an arrow at Chaka, not with the intent to harm him but to break his concentration, stop this?
Oh,
this is creepy.
I'm gonna break some other things.
I might put my hand up. Is the zombie? Can they?
I can make it do anything.
Is there like? Does it like say anything? Yeah.
I think I have to issue the commands. But if you, well, I guess it's up to y'all. But if I hear them ask something, I can like answer it as the zombie, and I can.
Make
move
its mouth
it.
Move.
Yeah. Why would they do that? I think that's like the first thing that Gazer asked. Yeah.
Okay, oh so like God. So like I'm reacting as the zombie, by the way. Well, if
just
we ride
a normal voice as the zombie.
It is zombies. Zombies can't speak, so this is Chaka speaking through the zombie.
Oh, yes.
So I shall worse. Zombie while Chaka speaks.
Yeah, exactly. oh my God, that what happened to Evie?
This stream is cursed.
If we're riding back into this town, maybe this person came from the town. Mm-hmm. So maybe if they see this person riding back, you know,
maybe it'll
attract some positive attention.
Brilliant. I think it's definitely going to attract a lot of attention. Chaka, have you looked at this zombie while it was talking, perchance?
No, because I'm concentrating, so I can't really see it.
Super normal face, like definitely not the face people would question. Anybody have any sunglasses? Can we do something?
No. Weekend at Bernie's. No.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Incredible.
Oh God. Okay.
And Celeste is just like horrified and looking at Gosrick like, why did you stop me? This is horrifying.
It is horrifying, but Chaka, do you have any access to any memories of this person?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I can just command it to do stuff now. I don't think I can like search its brain.
Is there any brain left to search?
Yeah.
Oh God!
No, it's probably. Honestly, it's probably frozen, so it's probably pretty preserved.
Does message work on a brain, on a frozen brain?
I think it'd have to have like some sort of juice, right? Like it has to be running, like an engine of some kind.
Engine number nine.
Yeah,
oh yes.
Back to start.
It
yes.
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm now reading this and no, it retains nothing of its former self. It is
it is a
shell being puppeted by a warlock.
Yes. Cool. Pretty much.
Cool.
I was too late to do counterspell. I would have stopped you with that.
You were ready with the blue deck. Like you were ready. Like
okay. Then if I'm. Let me make an insight check, and I want to say something, and whether or not I want to check in with the DMs about it. It was a 12.
Okay.
But I think they would prefer a corpse over a zombie. Like returning a corpse would probably be more favored. With a 12, is that a good enough gut reaction?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna lean in here. A common sense bonus.
Yeah.
That rolling up with a corpse versus rolling up with a zombie.
Yeah.
Common sense would probably impact that insight check regardless. So yeah.
I think Shaka is like, this is great. Well, I think there's a lot of creativity. These are not people. It's going to be more political than deceitful. And I think we would earn good grace by returning a member of their space than showing that we could command their corpses.
Okay, well.
I mean, but I think it's a good idea. Like, I thought
it was a great idea, but.
Zero. Hey, brainstorm.
If you don't like it, 100%, that's fine.
We got to take those shots, you know?
No. Yeah.
Shaka stops concentrating, and this corpse falls to the back of the moose, slams in the back of
Dahani. Meanwhile, Moose Dahani has just been standing here listening to these proceedings, just tamping snow down with her hooves. Like she's just been kind of like going in like a slow circle, just like making, she's making art out of the snow that they're standing in.
Love it.
I think Gazik then just turns to the group and says, and I think realizes for the first time, this might actually be a group that can relate on this, and says, well, I think you're right, Selyse. I think returning home has not been something I've looked forward to, and is something I have, in some ways, gone out of my way to avoid. For whatever reason, we are here now, and it behooves no one getting frostbite. Okay. You know what? So at least why don't you lead? Because the Remorhaz, they can see it. I'll just follow. If someone says something, I'll say something. But in the meantime.
I've still got an arm around Gosric, so it's like you just stay up here with me.
Okay. I'll sit behind you. Yeah.
Is there anything we should or shouldn't know before we go in?
It'll be a little bit warmer than out here inside.
No, you. Gosric.
I mean, honestly, like, but other, like, I mean that, I really, like.
And I turn around and, like, give him a look like, you know what I mean, Gosric. No,
but it's a refuge. This place is desolate, and it is truly a death zone. But the caldera is a refuge. And so it will be, I say warmer in the most multi-layered that I can. It will be warmer in there. But
all right.
Might not be kinder. That's it.
Well, I'm used to that.
Mm-hmm. So you are proceeding on the Remorhaz. What is Shaka at this point? Is Shaka on the Remorhaz with y'all? Is Shaka what?
I was just walking. I don't think I'm going to turn into a animal at this point. I'm just going to be myself walking.
Okay. So you are no longer. So Dahani is the one who is still shifted into Moose form. And as you all approach, you are noticing that when you shifted back to your human forms, the wings that you were wearing from the Witchlight Carnival did return. Although now, you know, Shaka's and Gosrick's, they still look like the yellow fabric butterfly wings, but now there are bits of fur woven in them. There appear to be, the straps holding them on appear to actually be more like leathery, you know, walrus skin. So they have been affected, but they are still keeping you relatively comfortable, in addition to the fact that the Remorhaz is radiating heat. Even this entire time, like, it's been leaving a bit of a melt trail behind it, which has more kind of frozen and snowed back in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And you're proceeding forward with now a corpse to a zombie to a corpse on Dahani's back. And as Gosrick said, you know, over the next ridge, right around the bend, what was before just an expanse of whiteness, which honestly is terrifying in the best of ways. You now start seeing, you now start to see like a vague shape. Gosrick especially would notice like the landmarks. You were fast to pick those out. And it's sort of like, as you approach, this is one thing that you've seen other landmarks that keep staying. This one is actually getting a little bit closer as you approach. So it is something that is there ahead of you. And as I said, you were about 8 minutes in. So by now you're seeing that it's sort of like a dome. The walls reaching, like curved ice walls are reaching way, way up there. But because of all the ice and snow, you can't really tell how far up they go. Like they may go up forever for all you can tell. But as you approach, you do see that this shape is, it's in your path. The Remorhaz has been taking you back, and it's right there in front of you. And Gosrick, you would know, if nothing else, that this is the Lednik. Wait, are we saying Lesnik or Lednik?
I think Lednik. Sorry, Lednik.
Is the Lednik. This is the Lednik caldera. And you're essentially at the outer walls, which are massive but slightly curved sheets of ice that just keep going upward. And this is how they are kind of keeping the village protected from the elements. So you are at a massive, massive wall of ice. And the Remorhaz stops for a moment and then slowly proceeds forward towards the wall.
Just at the wall, to be very clear. Not mm-hmm. like towards the gate.
Yeah, sorry. At the wall. At the wall.
Is it walking? Is it running?
I mean, it's doing the worm thing. It's I don't really know how it, you know. But it's taking, yeah. It's essentially the same. Yeah, it's the same speed that it's been going. It's not like a tiptoe or a sprint. It's just the same pace it's been going, but it hasn't stopped.
But it's going toward a wall as if.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I pull on the reins.
No, it's fine. That's the only way through. It has to go at a certain speed.
I'm sorry, what?
It's the only way through the ice. It has to go at the speed that's going to go. You'll see.
Are we going to die?
No.
You sound far too relaxed about us running at a wall, Gosrick.
Think of it as taking off your shoes before entering a home. It's just what happens.
Okay. And Selyse is just like, all right, go with Tyr. Let go and go with Tyr.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, gosh.
You want to take it?
Yo, you, please.
All right. So the Remorhaz heads towards this wall. And as it gets, you know, within a couple of inches, can I have... Well, Gosrick knows about this, so Selyse, just you then. Can I have you make a perception check, please?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Dice. Come on, Dice.
Let me not roll the one that rolled bad for me last week. that is a 21.
Ooh. Yeah, so you see part of the wall sort of begin to sweat from the Remorhaz's heat, but it actually doesn't look like the wall itself is, like, melting because of the Remorhaz. This is obviously, as you've gotten closer, it's become clear that, like, this is magic ice, right?
Okay.
That was, or magic at least was used to shape this. So it is sweating, but it's not really melting. But the Remorhaz does not slow and just, like, sort of face plants into this wall. And there's just a little moment of resistance where it's either frightening or hilarious. I'm not sure which. and then the ice around the Remorhaz liquefies, stays suspended where it is, but liquefies, and the Remorhaz begins to pass through the wall. And as the two of you, Selyse and Gosrick, pass through it, you can feel that this water is not hot, but like tepid plus. It is pleasantly, slightly warm as you pass through. And Dahani and Shaka, what are you two doing as you see this happen?
Well, Dahani has the same concerns that Selyse has about this wall, even though she can't really hear Selyse's concerns. But she's just like, she's just been walking behind this Remorhaz and it seems to know where it's going. And then she just, as it starts to pass through the magical ice, she just kind of stops and goes, huh. All right. She just keeps walking.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Great. So you're right behind the Remorhaz. And the same thing happens for you, Dahani. You see, and you can sort of feel as you begin, as your moose form begins to press in, you know, with your antlers and your broader sort of shoulders than the Remorhaz, you can feel where the ice had not melted because it was sort of following the Remorhaz's shape. And as you press up against those areas, you feel little bits of pockets of resistance that then also give way to that warmish water. Shaka?
Can I shift into a Remorhaz?
I think it's beasts, so no.
Can't do it.
Too large.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because I think when I see the one with Selyse and Gazik on it, I'm thinking like maybe there's something special with this animal to go through. But then if I see Dahani go in like before I do, I'm going to I guess I've seen animals go through. So I'm gonna try to shift back into my favorite Team Walrus.
Yeah.
And like try to walk at the same speed that I saw them go and hopefully make it through.
Yeah. Well, you don't. You get stuck in the middle of the... No. Yes.
Wow.
right behind Dahani. Same thing where your walrus shape is different than those who have gone before. You sort of feel the ice give way to the water. You, Shaka, though, also might notice that behind you, since you're sort of at the back of the line, as you pass into the ice... the water is refreezing behind you. So as soon as you are fully through it, it freezes back behind you. And so the four of you, five of you, if we count the Remorhaz, and six if we count the corpse, seven with Fenris. God, there's so many of you.
Wow. Okay.
Pass through the ice and into the village beyond. And out in front of you, you can see sort of an impressive sight. There are buildings that are built out of some stone, but mostly ice and packed snow. And they all sort of surround this. It's not quite a crater and it's not quite like a crevasse, but it is this long, jagged sort of hole in the ice and snow, and you can see down in there lights shining from various caves and holes and really building fronts that have been carved out of the ice and rock in this caldera, as we're calling it, to create more space for this village. The other thing that, of course, you notice as soon as you pass through the ice wall and note that it has refrozen behind you is that there are a number of rather surprised-looking individuals, arms crossed, so weapons not out, but definitely official-looking guards folk staring at the 6,000 of you as you pass into the Lednik Caldera.
All right.
One of them.
Sorry.
You want to take it?
I just completely. No, I choked. Sorry.
Oh, that's what that was. we're generally very good about reading each other's like intakes to prepare to say, but
completely. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
can I do a quick investigation to see if any of them are clothed similar to the corpse?
Yeah, I'll take investigation's fine. Perception's also fine. Whatever's best.
Yeah, just let's see. All right, that's a crit fail. So,
why was it a crit fail? What is happening? You have found a fish frozen in the water beneath, or in the ice beneath you, and your walrus instincts have taken over.
Oh, I see. I'm chomping down. Love it.
Yeah, that's why you are so distracted to not notice the clothes that these people are wearing. One of them, who is in slightly more fancy regalia, does step forward as if preparing to address you all, but sort of stops as he looks at each of you, and then takes in the corpse, and sort of startles and takes a few steps back, and you just watch as like several things seem to click in this person's mind, and immediately goes for a sword and stands in sort of a defensive posture.
Oh,
Dahani as a moose will say,
"Oh no."
You know, it has to be this way. It was foretold in the
story. No!
The moose told that. No, I'm here for it.
Yeah, gosh. so much for trying something.
And so...
Before you reach for a weapon, would we really have brought this person back to you if we were going to fight?
And you said this as a moose?
I did.
Do you know, of all the things that this guard is surprised and upset about, oddly enough, a talking moose isn't one of them. He doesn't really seem to react particularly at all, much less negatively, to a talking moose, just to the body on her back. Dahani, why don't you make a persuasion check?
I would love to.
What is the moose's charisma?
What is a moose charisma? Right. Moose charisma. What's a charisma?
No, I get to keep my charisma.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. That's a 9.
Well, the guard can think of several reasons in that case. God.
Can I try something?
Yeah, because clearly if I'm struggling to figure out what the guard does, so is he.
I'm going to try calm emotions.
Oh.
You attempt to suppress strong emotions in a group of people. Each humanoid in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point you choose must make a charisma saving throw. A creature can choose to fail this throw if it so wishes. If a creature fails, choose one of the following two effects. I can suppress an effect causing a target to be charmed or frightened. When it ends, the suppressed effect resumes, or I can make a target indifferent about creatures of your choice that is hostile toward.
Great.
This indifference ends if the target is attacked or harmed by a spell, or if it witnesses any of its friends being harmed. When the spell ends, the creature becomes hostile again, unless the DM rules otherwise.
Well, we'll just have to see about that when the time comes.
It is a charisma saving throw, DC 15.
Okay.
Cool.
That's a 19.
Well,
natural 19.
Can I make a history check on this group to see if I recognize anyone?
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, it says if the creature it didn't fail. So never mind. It was a valiant effort.
It was. It was a good thought. It was a good thought.
I got a 27.
I don't think you know this individual.
Yeah.
But these are the city guards.
Yeah.
They are distinct, you will remember, from the Ice Wardens, who are the druids that maintain the ice wall. but they, although some of them are druids, these, this group of four or five, are not, none of them are druids. They're just there to keep the city safe from people who come and go.
Okay. Then as they draw a blade closer to my friends, Gazric just hops down. It's okay. It's fine. We were across in the snow, and one of yours was left out to die. And even though it has been a while since I've been back, I know that is not our customs. So I brought with my friends one of your own home.
After, so this hits the guard who spoke to you and a few guards next to him, but from behind them, you see somebody approach, and this person is quickly and frantically saying, where is she? Where? And you notice that this person has somewhat matching regalia to the guards, but is more dressed. So this would be a person who is a druid. You would recognize them as a druid who is probably more with the guards in an advisory fashion. And they kind of like, you know, move the guards aside, and they kind of peek out, and they're like, they see the Remorhaz, they see you, and they almost look at you to be like, put a pin in that for later. Then they look to see the corpse on the moose, and their eyes widen a little bit in recognition at the clothes. And then they turn back to you, and they simply ask, and who are you, and where? Was there anyone? Did you find
two? Yetis?
Was there anyone else?
Were attacking your druid, and we stepped in to stop them. And I'm Gazric Nomrad.
It's like a moment washes over their face of recognition. Gazric, I remember. Oh,
the stall, the businessman. Yes.
Oh, yes. And you said that you only found one body. Was this all you found? What happened?
We're led here across our investigation, and we stumble across a bit of a encounter happening, and your druid friend over there was already dead, knocked astride from their saddle, while your Remorhaz here, putting a kind of like kind hand on it, would have been left to die.
I see. And you found no other traces, no other people, no other, and he hesitates for a moment and kind of like, no other bodies?
No, but to be fair, we did not look, and I think the snow would have made it very hard.
I see. Well,
Was there someone with them? Should we have seen someone else?
Yes, however, there may well be time for that later, and they look at the guard, they look at the lead guard, and these are unusual circumstances, but I suppose the best thing would be to say welcome back, welcome home, Gazric, and are these other druids with you?
No, but they are in my party.
They're a little confused, so they are. Okay.
Is that a problem?
No. No. This is a refuge to anyone, and it's perfectly fine. And to be honest, you were not who we were hoping might return on that mount. However, since you have, you are here, please, I can, it appears that you mean no harm. Is that correct?
Yeah. As long as you mean us no harm.
Okay.
Oh. Look, narcomancer.
Narcomancer.
Narcomancer. I love it.
That was
actually a Halloween costume for next year. This is really, this is a good investment. yeah, of course we mean no harm. Like, can we just get someplace to rest and talk about this without so many guards and extra? I like look at like the circle that's now surrounding us. Also, your Remorhaz is tired and someone should stable it.
Yes. Oh, yes. 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 And this druid looks at the guards and kind of, you know, it seems okay. Narrows their eyes at Tahani and Moose Form and Chaka. Wait, Chaka, what were you?
I'm a walrus.
Yeah. Walrus. Narrows their eyes at the moose and the walrus, and says, "I believe your party might find it easier if they were to assume their standard form."
I don't own them. They do what they want.
How to put this another way?
I'd be more.
We would be greatly convenienced if your party would assume their normal forms.
I'd be more than happy to change back, but I don't want this person to fall. My normal form is very small.
Oh my god, it is. and they wave, and two guards go and you know, gently and respectfully remove the corpse. Is going from a corpse to a zombie back to a corpse, does that, like, that's gross. I mean, you know what I'm going to ask. Never mind. They respectfully remove the body from Dahani's back and they wander off with it kind of slowly and just kind of head down, eyes down.
And then Dahani goes and is herself again.
Yeah. I turn back into myself as well.
As you two do that, you hear one of the other guards, not the leader and not the two that came to get the body, but the other one sort of lean over to the captain and say, "I thought they said they weren't druids." Mm-hmm. And the captain just sort of shrugs at him. And
how long has it been since I cast a spell? Like 6 hours? Seven?
At the most, I would say 6 hours. You all traveled for a while, then there was right. The battle, and then this trip took... Yeah, I would say somewhere between 5 and 6 hours sounds about right.
As long as I don't trip and no one hits me, we're good for another, like, 16. So we're set. Yeah.
Great. I love it. Don't trip him, though.
Fantastic. Please, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then, yes, we should... And the steward watches the two guards carry off the corpse just a bit. Then, yes, it sounds like you perhaps weren't intending to return, but as you are here, we will absolutely show you and your party our hospitality. And he looks at your clothing. It doesn't appear that they're really suited for, so we can make sure that you have something better to wear. Mm-hmm. and you all may notice that it is distinctly warmer in here, but it is not sauna. It's still cold. And no variant costumes. Well, yes. Maybe variant costumes. Maybe. And then we should you should rest, and I believe You should speak to Hirothak. I think he would need to hear what you've seen, and perhaps you said you were investigating?
Yeah, we can talk about it later. We've had a long journey. You know, why don't we check in after a hot bath, huh?
Yes, certainly. And he snaps his fingers, and some, you know, they're just village folk. They're distressed. They're not guards. They don't appear to be anything exceptional. But they are. And two gnomes come, and they kind of beckon you, and it appears that where you are in the town, there just appear to immediately be a form of guest quarters. You know, like yeah. kind of building, like, you know, like I said, the stone with ice and packed snow, kind of buildings that don't seem to serve any purpose, that are just beyond where these guard stations were. And they lead you off to one of those, and it is, you know, it's a comfortably standard fitted out, you know, I guess you might say studio like apartment kind of size. Like it, I, you know, I'm not good at building sizes. So, you know,
As you all are leaving, and we're ending this sort of scene with the guards and this druid, can you all just make perception checks for me, please?
Sure. You betrayed me.
Smalog. So all right. 18
plus 5.
Excellent.
Wow. Selyse got a nat 1.
No. Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So,
Elise heard the words hot bath and thought of nothing else.
And she wanted to also make sure no one like absconded with Fenris.
Yeah.
I will say, Selyse, that it was a little bit of all of that. And you do notice things are definitely warmer in here. But you also notice that the butterfly wings that you had that were keeping you warm while you were outside of the walls. Now you take another look at them and you see that they have sort of begun to like freeze and crack as if the cold of this place, like they can only keep you warm against it for so long. But they're sort of beginning to fail. But here it doesn't matter so much because it is a cool but comfortable temperature here in the ice wall.
All right. And I had to like kind of look at them and I'm really sad because I like them.
Yeah.
But they were wrapped around my shield and I looked down at Fenris. Are his wings still there?
His also are sort of deteriorating a little because he's been out in the cold as well. Although he needed them less with his fur. But his also seem to sort of be becoming a little frozen.
Okay.
Still very cute, though, I have to tell you. yes, you all can go to the little quarters that they have for you all. You know, get freshened up if you want a hot bath. Take your time, whatever. As you all come out of you know, doing whatever it is that you need to do, you see that there is warm weather clothing that's been set out for each of you. Gosrick, there is a note on your significantly smaller pile of clothes, since you were somewhat dressed for the weather ahead of time. But it just sort of tells you where and when you can go to meet with this Hirothok person.
Okay. How's everyone doing? We okay? We all right?
As they're can be.
Yeah, they're going to be very hospitable, and you can know it might be a trap. Some part of it is just kindness, but also it may be used for manipulation later. So just be mindful. This place is what it is. But everyone's okay? Everyone's doing all right?
Yes. When you say hospitable, do you mean that smile in your face that never reaches your eyes hospitable?
No, I mean really like you will be kept warm from the cold. Your bones will not chatter at night. But did that not mean that people are looking out for you?
Well, that's what I meant, but yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, colloquialisms are different from where I am, but yeah.
It'll be cold, but not from the temperature.
Yes, exactly. And as you've been seeing, these interactions have been kind without true warmth. So we will see how it continues, but I'll be honest, I'm surprised we're here. I did not expect us to arrive in this space. We really were just following someone, and I don't know where we go from here.
Well, I mean, there's got to be some connection between, I mean, assuming your hometown is the only place in this general area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some connection between the person we saw in the Hall of Mirrors.
Okay.
They wouldn't randomly teleport here.
Yeah.
So maybe we should ask around. Maybe you still have some old contacts, some old people that we can, you know, just ask around and see if there's anyone. Mm-hmm. Because someone did see his face, right? Or the face of this person.
Yeah, we all noticed the spell.
Yeah, like the yeah. So yeah, we can sort of ask around and see if we can get any insight on where or who this person is.
Okay. Also, just for folks know, the moment we want to leave, and Gazrik pulls out his panic button, just let me know, and we're out of here. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Gazrik, for what it's worth, I think I said place and time, but actually it was very sort of, you know, come when you can. Well, right. there was a you know, it's hard to, you can't tell tone in text. You know, it had a whole like welcome home thing, but you're not real sure, right? But it was sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Hospitable enough to sort of say, you know, when you have a moment, Hirothok will be happy to meet with you.
And I'm going to ask this quite a bit. Do I know this person?
Yeah. Hirothok?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
How long away have you been? That's a
I think this is because I'm a rock gnome, and I don't know truly what is their lifespan like. I don't know their length or their age. But I would imagine. Yeah, please. I left as like truly an adolescent, like barely an adult, and have not been back since. And now I'm like, I would say entering phase three of Gazrik's lifespan. And so in the trilogy, maybe quadrology, most likely trilogy. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I mean, it is our story. We can do what we want for this, but according to the player's handbook, gnomes mature at the same rate humans do. Okay. Most are expected to settle down into adult life by around age 40, but they live to between 350 and 500 years.
So
we're talking about a later phase. It may have been a century.
I think that feels about right. Definitely Gazrik is an adult. And is his body the way it is, but with that knowledge, I think I no idea of the politics and the way things have shifted, and
And it definitely feels different. If it's been that long, it feels like you remember the walls, you remember the basic shape of the city, but so much has changed inside.
Yeah.
The number of people, there are new buildings, the garb of the guards and the druids is recognizable, but different. Things are definitely different here.
Yeah.
And while you may be relied upon to remember some very sort of overarching basic things about the Lednik Caldera, obviously the times they are a-changing. You're welcome.
Well, I mean, I just kind of relay that to them. It's like, it's been a while since I've been here, and it's the development that's happened is truly shocking. There's a lot more free ice before, and now it seems almost, I don't know if it's packed to the brim, but it seems pretty populated. And we'll see if this Hethnik, is that his name? Hethnik?
I keep forgetting it now.
Parawag?
Hirothok.
Let me write that down.
Keep working on the name. That'll get you in good with him.
I got to practice.
Hirothok, Therothok, and Wirothok.
I wasn't going to say it, Sharif.
Dang it. That's how I remember it. Yeah. That's how I keep track.
Hirothok. Perfect. We can meet the Hirothok. I think I'm mainly knowing that Chaka just recently cast Dance Macabre, want to wait at least half an hour, right? Like, check in with people and be like, okay, we're good. We feel energized.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, that's also, if you all want
to mechanically take a rest. I would definitely like to take a rest. Yeah, absolutely take a rest.
All right.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to do that.
I know. I just
y'all can have one of those. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. I honestly don't a long rest.
Think we've rested since episode 2.
I think that is true. This is a short one.
This we've had a short rest.
We've had short rests, but not like truly. It's been a day. Long. It is truly been a day.
Yeah. If you all want a long rest and just like deal with shit in the morning, that's fine. It's late enough in the day if you want. But what I'm hearing right now is just a short rest to get yourselves together.
I would probably push for a long rest, but if I'm the only one, then
well, Gossrick is out here doing these level 8 spells. You might want a long rest.
That's what I was about to say.
No, that's fair. I mean, but if I go to sleep, then I have to cast it again. Sorry, still in the voice. If I go to sleep, I have to cast it again, and like that's the whole issue.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to go to sleep. You could do that. I close my eyes. I'm fine.
Yeah, the entire night. No, it's cool. I'm totally fine with it. We're inside now. Mainly that spell is just so we wouldn't. I didn't think about the wings protecting us from the cold, so I was like, let's be preemptive of whatever might be coming at us. I mean, if we need it again, we have it. But I'm totally fine doing a long rest. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so you can spend the evening, you know, folks will bring you, you can go down. There's like a communal sort of dining space for you all that you can go to and be fed. You know, nice warm stews and some, you know, roasted meat and vegetables for the vegetarian option, should anyone desire. Mm-hmm. Will you all make another set of perception checks for the evening, please?
Sure.
It's 10.
Okay.
13.
Another crit fail.
Oh goodness.
Wow. What dish has so distracted you, Chaka?
Well, I think now that I'm no longer a walrus, I think I'm actually a little disoriented because I feel like I'm still thinking like a walrus, even though I'm not. I've transformed from a walrus. So I think maybe in terms of just things like getting around and my stability of walking, like the way that I'm like my weight displacement and stuff is kind of off. So not very perceptive because I'm concentrating so hard on like, how do I walk like a person again?
I love everything about hands. That.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 for Celise. Mm-hmm. And Dahani and Gazrik, yours were 12 and 13 or something?
Yeah, like that. I got a 13. Yeah.
I got a 10.
A 10. Okay. You know what? At the start of this new day, after the long rest, you all have done some hilarious and creative things. So everybody start your next day with inspiration if you don't
really have it. Nice. Correct me if I'm wrong. Can we have multiple inspiration?
You cannot.
No.
Okay. No, there was one in my sheet I never got rid of, so I'm just going to leave it.
That's okay. And that's some folks will let you sort of stack it. I tend to not, fine. Just because it encourages you to use it.
No, that's fine. I was like, when did I get that inspiration? It's already on my sheet. Yeah.
That's that use or lose lead at the end of the, like the pay period. Like, okay.
Right.
So PTO. You got, come on.
What's the least take PTO? What?
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. So long rest yourselves. A lovely cozy evening. And what's on the docket for the next morning?
I guess once everyone's ready, heading on to meet Herathak.
Okay.
Sure.
Right? I'm at, right?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's go.
Gosrick, you know basically where you are heading. The note invited you to the sort of central chamber or the central complex for the druids in town, which used to be sort of the majority of the population. But as you all begin to head there, you realize that actually non-druid population here has sort of exploded. So there are a lot more folks around, but you're heading for the sort of center of this complex, for, in fact, the Archdruid's chambers and sort of rooms. on your way, I know I have asked you for so many of these, but I'm going to ask you for another set of perception checks.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
I'm going to do this one with advantage.
Ooh. Just cuz.
Hey.
Yeah, using my inspiration. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, got
there
it.
It is. It got 17.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
Because the D20 I had in my hand just like rolled away off the floor.
Goodbye. Shaka, what'd you get?
Oh, sorry. I was attending to an NPC. What?
Oh, that's okay.
What do I need to roll?
Perception. Perception. While you do that, Tahani, what'd you get?
21.
21.
Okay.
I got a 17.
Okay, great. All right. So, you all head the town. It's fairly early, I assume. Town is a bustle. With just sort of... Considering that you're in the equivalent of sort of a city-sized, like, igloo dome in the middle of the elemental plane of ice, like, it's kind of normal, actually. But things get quieter as you get closer to sort of the druid complex, and you see you begin to see sort of more undeveloped areas and courtyards and things like that, and you see, whereas outside it was just pure snow and ice and nothing else, you see here that there is life, there is flora sort of all over the place. It's all very like hardy sort of plants and shrubs. There are flowers, but they're you know, big, and sort of their petals are thick to maintain moisture, and but obviously like the natural order is revered here in this complex. And as you get to sort of the gates, you are obviously expected and passed through and sort of escorted in case you need direction. It has been 100 or so years, Gazric. I can barely remember how to get to where I'm going, and it's been 2 years since I left the house. So, and eventually you are there outside of what you know to be sort of the Archdruid's chambers, which are set off from the rest of the complex by these sort of enormous stone and ice double doors that have this scene carved on them that is just sort of a somewhat abstract representation of the druids sort of creating the first ice wall to protect the original Lednik settlement. And they... the other druids that escorted you sort of knock on these giant doors, and it doesn't really sound like anything happens. They're big stone ice doors, right? So it's very dull thud. But somebody inside must have heard. And the doors begin to swing open inward. And beyond, you see just very simple sort of chambers. In the center, there's a little sort of garden plot in the middle of this indoor room that just has various flowers and plants and such. These, not all the hardy ice plants. It's much warmer in here. And standing sort of at the far side of the room, watching you all expectantly coming in, is a person. In fact, you recognize them as a white dragonborn in druid robes. Gazric, make a history check real quick. Yeah, you recognize these robes as not, in fact, the robes of the Archdruid. But you do see the sort of, I don't know if it's a patch or a sash, you can tell me if you have strong feelings, but the sort of insignia of the protege, the heir apparent, the apprentice, the next in line for the Archdruid-dom. And he's just sort of standing there, letting you all, you know, very peacefully, sort of arms folded, as you all enter the space.
Thank you so much for your hospitality. We're glad that we were able to make time to talk.
Well, matters being what they are, seemed most expedient that we find out what you found out as soon as possible.
One of your druids was struck from the Remorhaz, and there were two yetis set upon them. Assuming that it was an easy kill, that feels like yetis should know better than to attack a caldera druid with their Remorhaz. It feels like either they would have more sense than to engage two yetis, and the yetis would seem to have more sense to engage them. But other than that, truly, we really just prevented a body from being consumed and oversnowed.
Oh, well, you shouldn't downplay your efforts. However, from what you've told me now and the guards relayed to me, you only found one Remorhaz and one body.
I'm under the impression I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but the way that you say that, I'm under the impression that there should have been more than one body and more than one Remorhaz.
Yes. There was a larger party, as you can... And Hirothok is... He is polite and hospitable, but... In a very short way, yes, we had a search party out, and there were more. So it's interesting that you only found one body and one mount there. We had definitely, I will continue to talk because we're on it. It's odd that you only found one body and one mount. There were more. There was a search party, and the mount you brought back was the Archdruid's Remorhaz. That is what she typically rode. She was with them, and you are now here, and you saw no sign of anyone else.
Who did we... That was not the Archdruid that we brought back, though, right? No. They're still alive somewhere. Wow. This is a surprise, to be honest. We were on our own mission hunting down a... I looked to Shaka before saying that word.
Yeah, I just nod.
Someone of the Xanathar, a follower or a...
Acolyte.
An acolyte. Thank you. That's the perfect word for it. And they seem to have been causing a bit of disruption for us and some trouble for us near our home after they had attacked us. So seeing as to find out why, we follow them here, and Hirothok, I'll be honest, didn't want to be here. So this was a surprise.
Well, then let us end the day saying that we are all full of surprises.
Well, I have a question. Was that party sent out to engage Yeti? Yeah, were they sent out to fight Yeti, or... Like, what was the mission, if you can share, of that party?
You said search party?
And he eyes you all, and he kind of considers for a moment. Yes, it was a search party. And he kind of looks at the door behind you to ensure that it is shut and that you're here. Druids from the caldera have gone missing. We know where we are able to locate them via magic means. We're able to attempt to track them. Search parties have been sent out, and no search party has ever returned. And as you can imagine, we do rely, the village does somewhat rely on our abilities to maintain this refuge. So it had gotten to the point where the Archdruid herself had decided to accompany the most recent search party. We generally avoid the predators, so I can't imagine that they would hunt Yeti. But it's just, it is distressing that you haven't found anything. Because if anyone would have been able to survive, it should have been the Archdruid. And she is, well, to be honest, I could absolutely use her counsel right now. But instead I have you. You're back. Gosrick, yeah. Nomrand.
Don't sound so excited.
I assume everyone would have forgotten me over the century.
Oh no! Your name is still mentioned. You oddly have been helpful, as you may notice, there is a bit more to the village. They keep muttering something about a druid supportive based economy, which I can only attribute to your influence.
They called me so many things. They referred to me by so... He's,
I put a hand over Gosrick's mouth.
They didn't trust my ideas.
I want to
cut something that prevents his head from expanding. At this commune, at his commune meeting.
Can I just put Gosrick to sleep?
It has been mutually beneficial. More druids have found their way to the caldera, and of course it has been supportive. They rely on us for survival, and they have made it a lot easier for druids to live, grow, study, and gain in knowledge and ability.
Yeah.
So, yes. However, if more druids go missing, the caldera will no longer be able to support itself. And while we had been able to do searches to some extent and use magic to try and locate our missing druids, as I said, no search party has ever returned. And now here you are. And we will perhaps have to go searching again.
Where are they going with when you find them via magic?
We are searching as best we can. We have standard trails and paths that we use for hunting, and it appears those at the very least are the best places to start, because sometimes a Remorhaz will come back without a rider. Sometimes we have sent them out and found other grisly scenes. Again, predators merely taking advantage of our abandoned mounts, but we have never found anyone. As grisly as it is, the body you've brought back is the first piece of evidence that there's been non-natural foul play to any of our druids. So... I honestly don't know what there is that we can do.
We can hunt them down or search for them.
That's all we can do.
And I look to the rivals. we'll do it at the service to the city and expect to be compensated accordingly.
I mean, I expected nothing less. I'm not rolling to hear about it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I just put my hand on Gosrick's shoulder and just kind of squeeze.
Come on. Coffers aren't always, they're kind of empty. We have to refill.
Speak for yourself. I don't spend all my money.
That's the merchandising. The bobbleheads alone cost.
That's a you problem, Gosrick.
Yeah. It's supposed to be an us problem. But
learn how to budget.
Hirothuck is weirdly delighted by this argument. You could tell, you guys in particular, could sort of tell that, like, when he was like, oh yeah, people still talk about you, like, he wasn't the most thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing, like, this weird little argument and talking about taking money and spending it and going away, and that seems to have sort of jollied him up just a bit, for what it's worth. At this point in the conversation, the doors, there's a knock on the door, and you all realize that, in fact, magic, because the knock sort of echoes through the chamber, which is very much not the experience you had with the knock on the other side of the door. And Hirothuck sort of, admits the people at the door, and some druids, some sort of, lower level druids, come in bearing refreshments and things to pass around. And wouldn't you know it, I want another set of perception checks, please.
Sure.
Oh boy.
Hey, that is a 21.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right.
21 for Gosrick.
That is a 12.
Okay. 16.
16 for
Shaka. 19.
Okay. Nice. 19 for Dahani. Okay. Gosrick and Dahani. As these servants come in, one of them in particular catches both of your eyes. And we have this little moment where the two of you see this person, and like we have a little montage memory flash. You remember seeing that same person as you were walking here, but dressed as a regular townsperson. And you think back and you actually remember that there was a merchant right near where you all came into the city yesterday while you were talking with the guards. And that same person was there then, too. And this druid sort of looks to the two of you, and I don't want to make assumptions. So, Dahani and Gosrick, do you sort of react in any way? Even, just like a particularly long stare or anything like that?
I think I want to, like, check in with Dahani, and like if we're both the people who like make eye contact and like kind of like point at them to like make sure that we're both tracking him now, like, mm-hmm. yeah
like, so there's the eye contact, there's the nod, and then
yeah
will you both make pitch me a skill if you don't like these, but I would say either like deception to not make it obvious, I guess I would take stealth, like that's fine too.
I would like stealth, please.
Great, sure.
I'll do assumption. 18.
Natural 20.
Nice.
25 total.
Yeah. Teamwork. So,
I love it. I should, I suppose, roll for this person now.
Yes. Yeah.
See. Roll. Oh, mine was also a natural 20. So here's what happens, because you all, because particularly Dahani with your nat 20. So here's what happens. This person comes in and just has a tray like everyone else, and offers, you all beverages, hot, warm beverages, and seems to clock your look at each other, but doesn't really notice anything after that. And so they also sort of linger for just a minute looking at the two of you and then continue on as if, you all are hiding something, fine. I'll hide something too, kind of thing. No, if you're not going to say anything, then I won't.
Yes, we all know something today.
Right, exactly.
Can I do a sleight of hand? I want to, this is going to be fun. If it works, this is, yeah, this is going to be really weird. So in this moment, we're kind of all eating or whatever. My paints are always on me. I want to mark this guy, this person.
Oh, fascinating. I like it.
I'm gonna pull a Idol Champions and paint him red.
Yes.
Product placement. Love it.
Yeah, right? I love it. yes, absolutely. Make me a sleight of hand.
Okay. Don't fail me. You just gave me the natural 20. Do something awesome.
Right. Right.
Okay, that's not terrible. That's an 18.
Here, I'll even go. Okay, great. I'm gonna roll on Kent's sheet so that you all can actually see the roll in D&D Beyond. Okay. Yeah, even with perception bonuses, an 18 is still gonna be better than that 13 I rolled on the die. So yeah, where do you want to mark him?
Behind the ear. Because
we're going
if we have noticed that this person, because this person has been changing clothes to be, you know, a merchant or a city guard, I'm not going to mark their clothing because they're going to change clothes again. So I want to get them right behind the ear.
Yeah. Just better hope they, you know, are washed behind their ears very often. Right.
They're not a jellicle cat. Okay. They're not a jellicle cat.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All right. So you mark a little daub, of red behind this, let's say druid with air quotes, druid's ear. And they, you know, they sort of, finish passing it out. They bow to the arch druid. They all sort of, there's three of them, that came in. They nod to the four of you and they turn to go and they begin to leave the room. And right before the last one gets out, Hirothak sort of calls out, "Wait!" And that last one, the one that you marked, Dahani, is the only one still in the room and sort of stiffens very, very sort of suddenly and slowly turns. And Hirothak just sort of raises his cup because he is empty. And there is no insight required from you all. There is obvious relief on this person's face as he goes over, refills Hirothak's cup, bows again, and heads out of the room.
I just want to say, like, this can be where we end it, but as soon as this person leaves the room, Dahani takes out a piece of parchment from her smock and draws this person's face.
Yeah. Ooh. I love it. And so we sort of zoom in on Dahani's sketch as it takes the form of this person that just headed out. And that's where we'll end this week. We'll have a little bit of time left. We'll do our outros and then we have a little bit of time for questions this week. We have not been particularly good about leaving time for them at the end of sessions. So we thought we would try and do that at least for a little while today. Hey, thanks for hanging out, y'all. This is
absolutely
fun. This is getting mysterious.
Yeah, this is getting very mysterious. Nice wind.
Got a little bit of Gosric backstory too. I want to shout out and thank you, Masood, because we talked with Masood very briefly about like some real broad strokes things about Gosric's past. But otherwise, he has just been sort of rolling with our punches, and I really, really appreciate that. So thank you and well done, sir.
Yeah, we do improv sometimes.
Yeah, right?
lean in, let's go.
Lean in. All right, so have we called the, I don't know where my chat is.
I did the question. I did the thing.
Yes, so we did. We're tossing those into chat while we let you all know who we are and where you can find us between now and next week's episode. Why don't we go in the opposite order that we did the intros in, which I believe means we start with Tanya.
Oh, hi. Tomorrow, Idol Champions Present 2, Episode 3. Go over to see any games. We are trying to fight Tiamat. As you saw, some of us were kobolds for a moment. So now Selyse can really understand and empathize with Duo. should we ever get back? Though? What?
Can you?
Wow. Wow. Yes. Okay. And then obviously Thursday, back on Black Dice Society, if you like some horror in your D&D. We are also at the Witchlight Carnival, so I have been spending 2 days a week very confused about which version of the Witchlight Carnival I'm at. One has a puppy, one doesn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I think that's it until we come back for Rivals, other than streaming on my channel. I may go live later. I don't know. Because there's more games and not enough time or me to go around. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But find me everywhere, Cypher of Tears. Say hi.
I just have a question. Did we announce our season finale information already?
Oh, yeah. Like last week. We did. You're late.
Good. Right. That's what I thought. Yeah. Just making sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think you are next up, Masood.
Oh, perfect. Hey, guys. I'm Masood. I play Gazric Nomad. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Marudboy, MahRudBoy. Stuff that I got going on. The show that I was working at for Second City opened. It's called The Best Decision You Ever Made. If you're in Chicago, come see it. It's running six nights. There's six shows a week that you can always see it. So you can definitely do that. Things to note about. I wanted to make sure that we had announced our finale so that when I mention, hey, I'm going to be at PAX Unplugged with these Rivals folks in a little over a month. And this is going to be my first con. I've never done one. I've never been at one.
Oh, boy.
Really? Specifically, okay, that's not true. I grew up going to cons, but they were like religiously conservative ones. So like I get the general vibe, but like the theming now is more in line with where I'm sitting at. So it's different energy. I'm excited.
Sounds like a whole separate podcast.
It's a whole show. Oh, man, I could talk about the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center for hours. And we won't do that now, though. But you can definitely see me there. I'm gonna be there. If you've got panels and stuff that you're looking for other people to sit on, send me a message. If it's cool, I might do it, but if not, hey, I appreciate the offer.
Okay.
And otherwise that's me. That's all I got going on. I'm streaming, doing more stuff there. Gonna be at PAX Unplugged. And I think last time I checked, let me pull this up just for my knowledge. I'm sitting at, I'm 13 followers away from being at 1600, and I would love to get there by the end of 2021. So, you know, if people want to throw me a follow, feel free to. It's Marudboy on Twitter, MahRudBoy.
Can I just say, you said by the end of 2021, and I was like, by the end of next year? What?
No. Oh, no.
Sometimes.
Good news for you. Sometimes, good news for you.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? Who was before?
It's me.
It you. Do it.
It me. Hey, everybody. It me, your girl, Latia. You can find me everywhere on the internet at Latia Jacquees. I am here on Sundays, and maybe I'll be somewhere else on another day. You'll just have to kind of pay attention to social media this week to find out. Sneaky, sneaky. I will also be at PAX, because how can we do a Rivals finale without PAX, without me and us and the rest of us at PAX doing that thing? Words, man. It's my first time on the East Coast, so gonna be really happy about that. And I think that's it. Anything else you want to know? I talk too much on Twitter, so come follow me there.
Sharif.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sharif. You can follow me at sharifjackson.com, SHAREEF Jackson.com, or Sharif Jackson on all social networks. In addition to the Sunday stream here, kind of taking the Tuesday video game stream week by week. You know, I didn't do it last week. I'm not sure about this week, but if I am there, I will be tweeting out about it and that kind of stuff on the Rivals channel. You know, because I do look forward to that, but I also look forward to getting sleep when I can. I've marked off some time for some things like this show and stuff, but everything else is kind of like in super flex mode. If you want to check out the season two and season one episodes of Trouble in Techburg, a Kids on Bike show that I did with our producer Noir, make sure to check that out at Pixel Circus, either on Twitch or YouTube or the audio podcast for Trouble in Techburg, to make sure to check that out. And that's pretty much all I got going on now.
All right. Oh, that's everybody. Hi, that's I'm Ohenu. It's me now. Hi, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm Ohenu. It's fine. I'm DM Jazzy Hands. You can follow me on Twitter and here on Twitch at DM Jazzy Hands. Where can you find me? Tomorrow, I will be on Cobalt Press's channel for our next episode of Courts of the Shadow Fae, DM'd by Little Red Dot, playing with Persephoroth and Rocket Fox and Mythomatic. Good times over there. That's at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Tuesday, I will be back on my channel playing more Mass Effect. All very exciting. We are getting close to Act 3 and Endgame of the third in the series. So as much as I want all of you to come and join me, if you don't want to be spoiled about the end of the series, maybe check back in a week or two, which is totally fair. And then I think that's it for next week for me until our next Rivals. However, in a few weeks, Tanya and I will both be heading to the West Coast to San Diego Comic-Con, where I'm going to be running a very special one-shot of Into the Motherlands at Comic-Con.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm going to be GMing, and Tanya will be playing, and some awesome guests from all over the place, a couple of our devs. So B. Dave Walters is going to be joining us, as is Gabe Hicks, will be at the table with us. And then we will also be joined by Markea and, is that it? One, two,
that's
three,
it.
Four. Yeah, that's it. Markea McCarthy, Markea McCarthy, and it's going to be a great time. So that's going to be at San Diego Comic-Con. And then, of course, we have our Rivals finale at PAX Unplugged. So I'll be out and about a couple of times this year, and I'm very excited about that. Sir?
The outside world. What is that?
Wow. I know, right?
just checked my calendar. I am, I'm Brian, Urban Bohemian, pretty much everywhere on the internet. I checked my calendar, and this is a blessedly light week for me. So I will just be doing my usual Tuesday afternoon stream. I'm not sure what yet. Then Saturday and Sunday is Animal Crossing, as always. And then you can find me back here with these awesome folks doing the Rivals thing as we figure out things from second to second and moment to moment. Hey.
I love it. I love that. All right, we got a few questions in, and we do have a few minutes left, so let's see if we can get through them. So the first question is, for all form-changing characters, are you Team Walrus, Team Moose, or Team Polar Bear?
Ooh,
yeah, I mean.
Team Polar Bear.
Okay.
Oh, I'm definitely throwing up the dubs for team Walrus.
You know, I love that. A perfect spread.
Yeah, I throw the dub up for the Walrus.
All right, it is own. Okay, let's go. Okay.
I don't know how we thought that was going to go.
I ain't got nothing for Polar Bear.
There's no clear winner. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. No, sorry, y'all. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Continuing on with this form-changing thought, Dahani, you going to miss the antlers?
No, I'm going to miss being tall the most.
That's legit, yeah.
Hey, I still have that disguised self painting kit. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I still don't understand how that's going to work with other, like a complete other person, but yeah. Let's see here. I will aim this at Eugenio. To Duo, how's Rivals Con going?
Right. I think Duo's response is just like a scream as he runs across the camera.
It's like a Muppet, just like
very like perfect.
Oh, I love that. Right?
Like,
oh, this is awesome.
Oh my god, oh gosh,
this is a great one, and I'm not sure who to aim this one towards, either the companion of Fenris or the voice of Fenris, but how did Fenris feel about the zombified corpse situation?
Am I answering? Are you answering any of them?
I think you can answer. I would as Fenris once I know how he felt about it.
Fenris very much was like, what in the tarnation is that? And why is a dead thing now moving? Because he very much was like, okay, I know that's dead. Cool. Wait, it's moving. And he had, like, the ears back.
Aw, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
We should look for someone to raid. I didn't even look.
We have a minute. We got time to find someone to raid. There were no more questions. Let's see. We talked about San Diego Comic-Con. We talked about PAX.
Yeah.
See us here next week.
It's not the end of the world if we give them a little bit of time this week. We've certainly run over a couple of times so far this season, so we're just we're giving that time back. I love it. Looks like we're
reclaiming that time. Okay.
I was going to let one of you say that. We are raiding the Opera Geek.
Yay!
Yes, Mo.
What a delight.
Yes.
Yes.
What a delight. So we're going to go spread the love over to our friend Kelly the Opera Geek. Be good and send all of that good, good love. We will see you next week. Same time, same place for episode 6. What? Where did the season?
I don't even know.
Oh my God.
Past the halfway point.
Ooh. Yeah. But things are starting to get mysterious, so I feel good about our pace. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for hanging out. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. And in the meantime, happy gaming, y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Peace. Bye. Those dubs up, Walrus.